This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Esperanza Rojas, medical records 148787, that was 1120, 1956. Referring physician, Dr. Yolanda Molinares. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck carpalepectomy. Date of the procedure, April 2nd, 2022. Indications, GERD, abdominal distension. Screening for colon cancer, possible diagnosis, impression 1. Internal hemorrhage, 2 diverticulosis, coli number 3, 7, colon polyps removed number 4, non-obstructive chest injury number 5, small hiatal hernia next number, mild gastritis, paragraph, depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications none immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, double template, paragraph, findings, oropharynx pyanoma, paragraph, esophagus, pyanoma, paragraph, there is a non-obstructive incomplete Chansky syringe, biopsy is taken, there is a small hiatal hernia present, paragraph, stomach, there is mild diffuse erythema, anterior body, biopsy is taken, large pylori, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, pyanoma, biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the sigmoid colon, there is a flat polyp about 10 millimeters removed as neck carpalepectomy, paragraph. In the descending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters erythematous removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, paragraph. In the transverse colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters tail removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, paragraph. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon and cecum. There is a diminutive polyp in each segment, about 2 to 3 millimeters erythematous removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, paragraph. Please note that there is diverticulosis, scattered diverticulosis present in the sigmoid descending colon, paragraph. Recommendations 1, for the pathology reports, number 2 and 3, inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinic, next number, high fiber diet, next number, 5, supplementation, next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.